producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569, lest you forget it. 855-993-7569. Frank, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good day, Dr. Joy. Ever go to the closet and get a boil of twine or an extension cord and you can't find the end? Well, I kind of feel like that today. About five years ago, when my daughter was starting high school, we got her a dog. We figured it would be a good thing for her to come home to a dog. Fast forward 5 years later, the dog got sick and we had to put it down last summer. So we're about a year now without a dog, and it turns out that my wife basically promised my daughter to get another dog. So I wasn't kind of part of this conversation, and if I was, I would have argued against it.
Why would you have argued against it?
Well, because one of the things that I found was when we had the first dog, during that time I lost my job and I became very friendly with the dog, and it was kind of a hard separation after we had to put the dog down. So I kind of got used to life without the dog for a year now or so, and I was able to go on the computer, study, keep abreast of my field and stuff like that. So now we get the new dog, and the new dog is like kind of nutty. It basically, it always wants attention. It actually, you have to babysit. It's almost like a child. Well, it is a younger dog.
Did you get a puppy this time as opposed to a more full grown dog? Or did you get a
the dog when we got the dog? It was 9 months old. So now basically what it comes down to, unless I acquiesce and do everything my daughter wants me to do to take care of this dog, I'm the boogeyman. And I'm tired of being the boogeyman. I don't know what to do now.
Well, you've raised a spoiled child. So you may have to unspoil her, which is a lot easier to not spoil them than to unspoil them. How old is your daughter now?
20.
Why the hell doesn't she have... Does she live with you?
Well, she goes to college. She's a college student now.
So when your wife said we're getting a dog for our daughter, what does that mean? Your daughter doesn't live there.
Oh no, she does. No, she doesn't. She commutes to college.
So why can't she take care of the dog?
Well, she does, but there's times when she's not at home, and I mean, she expects me to. I mean,
wait. What she expects is very interesting, but her expectations have nothing to do with you. That's her expectations. That's her problem, not yours. Frank, listen, my dear, you can do it one of two ways, but you can't do it the way you're doing it. What you're saying is, I want my daughter to think I'm great, but I don't want to do what she wants me to do. You can do one or the other, but you can't do both. And, I mean, she'll get over the fact, she's 20 years old, but you guys have taught her that whatever she wants goes. So maybe it's time. I mean, you can either decide, well, okay, I'll walk the dog. What do I care? And so embrace it and learn to love the dog and learn to get the exercise that you want or whatever. Or you can decide, it's not my dog. I wasn't in favor of the dog. That this was a conspiracy between my wife and my daughter. They can walk the dog. I don't have anything to do with it. I'm going to get a guppy. But you can't do both, Frank. You can't expect to be the good guy and have everybody applaud you and say, I'm out of this. But so choose whichever you think is the least odious to you. I mean, because your daughter, you've taught your daughter that whatever, you know, that she can wrap you around her little finger. And so you either decide to go along with that, and it's not going to stop at the dog. They're presumably at some point going to be grandchildren and maybe even grandpets. So you have to decide where your line in the sand is, and you don't have to be angry or mean about it. All you have to do is be clear about it. But what you're doing now is giving her, it's not even a mixed message. The message you're giving her loud and clear is just ask and I'll do it. I may not be cheerful about it, but I'll do it. So either do it and be cheerful about it, because then you win extra points. There's no sense doing it and being snotty about it, because then you don't get any extra points for it. And if you're going to do it, you might as well get points. Or decide, I'm not going to do it. And say, listen, kiddo, I love you dearly. I supported you your whole life. And but this isn't my dog. It wasn't my choice. No, I'm opting out. You get one of your friends to do it. Get your mom to do it. Hire a dog sitter. I'm not playing.
Okay.
But don't expect her to say, yay, dad. And she may be really snotty to you for a while, but decide that you can live with that.
Okay. That sounds like a reasonable person. Thank you so much. You have a nice day now.
You're welcome. I would say have a nice day, but I think that your daughter is not necessarily going to be supportive of it. But presumably we do things because they're the right thing to do and it makes sense to us. And other people can sometimes, the odd thing about other people is people can applaud you for exactly the wrong reason, and people can boo you for equally silly reasons. So you have to have your own inner compass and do what you want. And if you're going to do something, do it willingly and charmingly, because otherwise you're not going to get any credit. You might as well get credit. If you're not going to do it, then understand that people may not be real pleased with you, but you can deal with that as well. Alrighty. 855-99 Dr. Joy. That whole issue, I mean, I get asked that a lot, and I think the idea of getting a kid for a dog, no. That probably makes more sense, doesn't it? Getting a kid for a dog. Getting a dog for a kid is a little problematical. It really is, because I think kids under the age of 10 they don't understand the responsibility, which means, and the idea of very small children and animals looks really cute on billboards, and it's really dangerous for both the kid and the animal. I mean, kids will hurt a dog, and small puppies can hurt a kid because they don't get it. They don't get the kid just playing when they yank their tail or yank their ear. So the mix, it looks great on Hallmark cards. It is not a very good idea. And if you're getting a kid, a dog, to teach them responsibility, then they should probably babysit somebody else's dog temporarily to make sure that you and they are on the same page of what the responsibility is.
I've learned that the hard way.
Yeah, it's really easy to say, oh, yeah, I'll take care of him, Dad. And then the dog doesn't have water, doesn't have food, isn't walked. So the idea is that it's like anything else, that let the kid try it and see what happens. And if it works out well, then the kid gets to help pick out the dog. And I'm one of those people that believes in rescue animals, that you go to, that you get rescue puppies.
Yep, I agree.
And because there are enough animals around that need homes. And the kid takes care of the animal. And if the kid doesn't take care of the animal, then you give the animal away, because it's really not fair to the kid and not fair to the animal. And, I got caught in it exactly once, and it really wasn't anybody's fault. My daughter decided, I grew up with dogs and really loved, but I also grew up kind of in the suburbs, it's one of the reasons I've never been in the suburbs again in my life and never will be. So I'm a city girl, because I really wasn't terribly happy in the suburbs. But, So the advantage of the suburbs is that you had a yard, so you had a dog. And my daughter desperately wanted an animal, and I realized I was just never home, so we decided we would get her kittens. And we got two of them because we thought they'd keep each other company. But it was really unfair to the animals. I was just never home. And so we ended up giving them away, and it was an awful situation. I probably, if I'd really thought it through, and I just didn't have enough experience with cats to know that even independent cats, especially when they're kittens, really need more. I mean, they just got wilder and wilder, and they were tearing up the house, and they clearly weren't happy. They needed more contact than we could give them. And so my daughter got to help pick out the family we gave them to, but it was an awful experience. So it's one of those things that if we should have probably taken a couple of kittens for the weekend, and we would have found out that that living things require care. And if you can't give them the care, don't do it. And these people have these huge dogs in small apartments. I mean, what are they thinking? I don't know. And I, you know, listen, I'm a pet lover. I really like dogs. At some point, I'd love to have a dog. Oh, we'll see. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, bigger, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true. I'm here to help you with whatever it is that is on your mind, 855-99-37569. And, you know, the best way to get in touch with me is always to call. That's our fave. Because then I get to talk with you, and I don't have to make assumptions about, what your thoughts are, what the background is, and I can, if I have questions, I can ask you, as opposed to you sending me an email, which is certainly better than not, because I'd like to hear from you. Or you can go on Facebook and or my website and send me an email. But there it's not my preference, but if that's the way to help you, that's the way I'll help you. So speaking of which, I think we've got an email that came through Facebook. Is that right, Shane?
Yeah, that's right. A Facebook listener says, "Good afternoon, Dr. Joy. This is my situation. Married for 5 years." She says, "Me, age 36, and husband, age 41. She says she's emotionally detached from her husband because she feels like she's the nanny, maid, and the lady for a good time, basically, which I think a lot of people, or a lot of ladies probably feel that this way. She says, "I work and come home to take care of our son, who's age 7. My husband does nothing to show his love besides wanting to have sex." She says, "Over the years, I begged him to plan a date night, and nothing. If I don't plan it, it won't happen," she says. She goes on to say, "When he comes home and relaxes, because I'm home first, dinner done, homework, etc." She says, "Even propose, you know, him cooking dinner before he goes to work, because he leaves the house between 11 to 12 and nothing." She says, "Forward today, he texted me to do 30 days sex challenge," and I responded with,
"Good idea."
Exactly. She said, I responded with, "I would do it if he does the following." This is great. She says, "1, tell me he loves me at least twice a day, face to face. 2, tell me something he appreciates about me during the daily during the challenge. 3, cook dinner once a week. That seems easy enough. 4, wash my son's clothes and iron his uniform. 5, plan 4 date nights during the challenge. And now he doesn't want to do the challenge because I made those demands. Please advise, emotionally detached."
Okay. Well, first of all, 5 years is not very long into a marriage. This is one of the frustrations of an email rather than a face-to-face. But let me just walk through it, because part of it is to know whether or not you have a job. Because if you have a source of income, it changes the dynamic a little bit. If you're completely dependent on him for finances, which you're not, I mean, because you live in the land of the lawyer, so that presumably most states are community property. I don't know if you own your own house. I don't know if you have a job. You mentioned you've been married for 5 years and you've got a 7-year-old. I don't know. You said our son, so I assume that you had the child before you got married.
She does actually say, too. She says, "I work and come home to take care of our son, 7. So,
well, that's true. She does say, "I work." Okay, good. Here's the deal, Cookie. What are you getting out of this? It sounds to me that... First of all, other than wash the clothes and iron the uniform, presumably, I mean, if both of you work, you can, first of all, a 7-year-old probably could learn to wash his own clothes. I mean, washing machines are not very complicated. And the two of you could maybe take turns ironing the uniform. I think a 7-year-old is probably a little young to be dealing with an iron. But if it was a 7-year-old girl, my guess is you'd teach her how to use the washing machine. And a 7-year-old boy will be a much better prospect as a husband if he knows how to do his own laundry. But I think your demands, and I think they're not much demand. They're not very demanding. Why are you in this relationship? It sounds to me that if he can't tell you, in exchange for sex every night for 30 days, that he loves you, what he likes about you, take you out someplace. And I would say, rather than cooking dinner, that he's allowed to bring home dinner. I don't think he should have to cook it. I think he just has to provide
dinner.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I think you've got a great opportunity to sit down with him tonight and say, "Dude," you may not want to call him dude, Dan we'll call him, you know, what are you looking for in this marriage other than sex? I'm really clear about the sex. But I don't know how long the two of you knew each other before you got married. At least you weren't pregnant when you got married, which I think can be a real trap. You already had the child. And you were not, you were 29 when you had your son, so you weren't a baby. It wasn't like a shotgun wedding. I guess There was no shotgun involved. The kid was already a ring bearer. But what are you getting out of this relationship? What makes it so valuable? If you're not sure, one of the possibilities is to separate for a while and figure out how to, number one, co-parent the kid, and whether or not you really miss him, whether there really is something underneath his seeming callousness. I mean, the problem, one of the problems is that men and women look at sex differently. It's just, it's one of those things that's just true, that women view sex as, you know, once I'm happy with you, I'd like to have sex with you. Men view sex as, if I have sex, then everything is okay. And for women, it has to be okay before you have sex. And partially just because, if you think about sex, that sex is an invasion of a woman's body. And therefore, to be relaxed and trusting enough, you have to feel okay about your partner. And if you don't, your body, regardless of what you think you should do, is not going to respond as both of you, enough for both of you to enjoy the experience. So I think it's time to sit with him and say, hey, what's the deal here? You haven't talked at all about how he deals with your son, but a guy who's this emotionally unavailable probably is not particularly emotional with his son, although that may be an assumption that is not accurate. But I think you have to figure out why, what are the reasons you're staying, and what are the reasons that you don't want to be there anymore. And if the basic reason for staying is, I'm afraid to be alone, you are alone. Is this how you want to teach your son that marriages should go? And I don't think you have to divorce the dude, but it may make some sense, because he's not going to go to counseling and saying, well, so my saying that would just be a waste of breath and a waste of time and a foolish thing to say, because he's not going to do it. But he may, you know, if you said to him, look, I think neither of us are making each other happy. Neither of us are getting what we want in this relationship. What if we tried living apart? And I don't think you should date, and I'm not going to date. I can't make rules for you, and just see what happens, where we co-parent the child, that we don't do anything precipitous legally, and we get together in 6 months and decide what we want to do. Because life is too short to be spending it in as arid and passionless a place as we are. And I think we need to give him a little credit, not a lot, but a little credit for saying that sex is the way he expresses emotion and affection, and you're saying, yeah, but it doesn't work for me. And basically, both, and for him, he feels that you don't love him when you won't have sex with him. For you, it feels like if he doesn't love you, but he still wants to have sex with you, that he just views you as a sex partner that he's entitled to be with. So the two of you could really have a discussion about what sex means to both of you and how it feels for both of you, and what I mean, I think you've given a pretty good list of how to get you involved and interested sexually, and the fact that he doesn't pay any attention to it. Maybe give him a day to think about it, but then I'd sit down and say, look, yeah, they're very happy. Why don't we talk about what our alternatives are here? And it would be helpful if you want to, either or both of you can call me. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. It's a pleasure. Long-time listener.
Well, welcome.
And suppose you're going to beat me up because I know well of all your rules and I haven't followed them.
Oh, good. Goody. We get a punching bag session, huh? All right. Tell me what the issue is.
I'm 50 years old. I was married for 17 years. I've been divorced five, separated six.
Okay.
And since then, I dated a couple of people. Didn't do the 1-year rule.
We don't necessarily have to do the 1-year rule between every situation. So you may not be as
after the 17 year marriage, I didn't.
Oh, all right. Well, no, you're right. You're going to get beat up. All right. So go. So what? So you started dating somebody before you were divorced?
Well, I dated a couple of people, nothing serious, and then I met someone about 5 years ago.
Right.
And she was recently separated and just about being divorced at that time.
Yeah.
And we dated about 4.5 years. It was kind of serious, but it wasn't committed. She was the one to kind of date people and stuff, so we kind of casually went along. And 4.5 months ago, she decided she wanted to date someone else more steady, and so we've been, you know, apart since then. And so I was really calling about the rules of the 6-month separation. I know, you know, how you do that, but we busted that because both of us have dated since then as well.
But, okay. Well, Michael, all right, go ahead.
We've only talked like twice in the past 5 months. And a couple of days ago, and she's second-guessing her decision and trying to see if she still wants to be single or not. And I suppose it would be better if you talked to her, but I was just trying to get information.
All right, fair enough. All right, so let's go through this together. First of all, the reason for the one-year rule is really essentially, and you know, I'm not going to beat you up any more than the situation has already beat you up, because if you, the two of you had met each other where both of you had had a year to sort through your emotions, deal with your kids, deal with finances, deal with loneliness, deal with being alone on your birthday, then going into a relationship is going to have a whole different kind of meaning, because hopefully you're not insecure. You know that you can get through all these things. So instead of feeling like you need somebody, you make a choice that you want somebody. So when you run into warning signs of that we're on different wavelengths, or that one wants, is more committed than the other, or one wants sex and the other doesn't, or sex seems to be the only way we can communicate, whatever it is, that you can deal with those warning signs because you're not blinded by need at that moment. All right, so let's fast forward to this moment. And so her wanting to experience being single because she essentially never did is part of the fallout. Now, might that have happened if the two of you had met each other a year after you'd been divorced? Well, it depends what both of you were doing during that year, but in theory, it was possible. Let's just use your situation that you, by the time, well, except you hadn't been single, but if you've dated a couple of people, by the time, look, it's kind of like, and this is going to be kind of a tacky metaphor, but it's like looking for a house, right? Looking for a place that you can stay for a while, and it's a huge investment in time and energy, and it's going to feel safe, and it's going to be yours. Sometimes, if the first place you look at, you buy, you're always going to wonder, what did I miss? There's some place that would have fit me better.
Right.
If you've looked at a lot of places, and you've already been pre-approved, you could see my metaphor is going to get in trouble sooner or later, but you've already been pre-approved by the bank, you've rented for a year, and you've looked at a lot of places, then when you find the perfect place, you know it. And you don't have to worry about someone taking it away from you. You don't have to worry about whether you can afford it, because you know. You don't have to worry about what else is out there, because you've looked. And so you can sort of settle with a certain amount of comfort into, this is a place that makes sense for me. Now, and dating is a great deal more complicated than looking for a house. So you can, but the same basic rules, if you have enough experience, if you've had enough, if you know what you want, if you know what's out there, if you know what you can afford, if you know what you want, if you know what the basics are, you're going to be in much better shape. So unfortunately, in the 4.5 years, and I don't get a clear idea. I don't know if the two of you saw each other a lot during the first year and then sort of tapered off. But at this moment, go ahead.
Well, like in the second year, so we saw each other probably, you know, 6 days a week. And then because of roommate issues and other things, we kind of got off of that. And then it was pretty much weekends, a couple times during the week. But here and there, she would want to date or not. And so that kind of...
Yeah, well, you can see. I mean, you can see that the poison seeds were there. It's that she'd gone from a committed relationship to essentially another committed relationship without sort of, like, buying the first house that you see without really knowing what's there. And it feels really good if you've been, you know, if you don't have a place to live, and you sort of said, well, here's a place that'll keep me, you know, dry from the, you know, from the rain and warm from the snow, then that seems like a great idea until you think, well, yeah, but this place doesn't have a basement, or it only has one bedroom, or, wow, the kitchen really could use some work. So, you see, I mean, and I don't mean to say that people are the same as houses, but they're both big, important decisions. So, at this moment, what do you want, Mike? What do you want from this relationship?
Well, I would like to be committed, where we could see if we really like the house, you know, where we would go. I'm not trying to ask for the, you know, the moon and the stars. And no doubt the 1-year rule would have maybe helped us both,
yeah.
Although we had dated a few people here and there, and I was kind of like, you know, looking at the house.
Yeah, but, well, but it wasn't, because you still had a place to live. I mean, you both were still married.
Well,
it's different.
I mean,
it's different when you're single. Yeah, but separate, honey, if there are two words for it, they're not the same.
You
know, separate. You know how it was when you were separated, and you could see the difference when you were divorced. It's completely different, and you can see the difference after you've been divorced for a couple of years. It's a very different kind of situation. All right, so at this moment, you're saying you'd like a chance at this relationship. If you want a chance for a committed, let's see, you know, then what I would say to her is date everybody you want, and when you're sure that you're really ready, that you'd like to give this a shot of seeing each other exclusively, call me. But don't call me because you're lonesome. Don't call me because the latest guy has just blown up in your face. Because as far as I'm concerned, presumably the idea of being friends at this moment is ridiculous because you have another agenda, so you're not going to be able to do that. But I would just set it up to her that says, this is what I want. I think you're wonderful. I would like to pursue the possibility of a long-term committed relationship with you. So don't call me until you're ready to actually do that. I don't want to be just another date. Okay. Then I stay away from her.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that. And I tried in the past, like I said, 5 months. I've only talked to her twice. You know, like you said, maybe once a month to call. But
I wouldn't even do that. I wouldn't even do that because that's going to break your heart.
Yeah,
you're being hard. She's keeping you in the on deck circle. That's not really quite fair.
Yeah, like I said, she's kind of halfway there. I guess she said that, you know, she misses me, all my conversations and values.
Of course she does.
I mean, and all that.
Yeah, but that's not the issue. The issue is not, did the two of you have something together? Because you clearly did. That's not the issue. The issue is, does she offer you anything that's valuable to you right now? And the answer is, not right now. Because she's not ready to come in. So disappear off her radar. You don't want to be on the on-deck circle. She'll break your heart. And you need to decide, if she doesn't come back, you need to begin getting over this and decide whether or not, you know, by the time she comes back, you may or may not be interested. So, but I think right now I would write her off. She's just not available to you.
And I figured you would say that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't want to break your heart.
I guess I was looking, to let her listen to the podcast and hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Her, so I was on how to evaluate where she's at, you know.
Well, and she's gonna she has to take the time. And if I were talking with her, what I would say is, look, Cookie, you did it all wrong. You don't want to do it all wrong again, because not only is it expensive to you, it's expensive to other to guys whose only real sin is to care about you, and you're gonna hate yourself for that sooner or later. So that's not a good plan. What you need to do is be by yourself for a while, because you really haven't. In the years since you've been divorced, you've had Mike, or you've had Tom, Dick, or Harry, or whatever. Go and live by yourself for a while. Take yourself to movies by yourself. Go to 4th of July picnics by yourself. Go to movies by yourself. Go to dinner by yourself. And find out that you can do that. And once you decide that you can do that, then look around at the guys that you've seen and decide, well, you know, Mike is fantastic. I can't believe that I really ran the risk of losing him because he's the one I want, or he's the one I compare everybody to. Or, you know, Mike was a great guy, but we just can't agree about politics, and I'm a political animal, and so I'm not. Take some time, evaluate not only who you've dated and not only what you want, but who you are. And it's very hard to know that when we're in a relationship with somebody, especially in a new relationship. So, and it's the basis. It's kind of like not knowing, you know, how much money you can afford for a mortgage. I mean, you have to know who you are, what your resources are, what you want, what your weaknesses are, what your strengths are. And going into something as complicated as dating without knowing that is like, you know, sort of deciding, well, I'm just going to pick something off the internet and hope that it's right. Hope that the picture is accurate, or hope that the square footage is accurate, or hope that it doesn't have a leaky basement. And that's really what you're talking about. If you don't know who you are, then how are you gonna be able to evaluate who somebody else is? And you're not, is the answer.
Well, I hear you, and also, I mean, I thought it was, you know, not a bad thing that we have, you know, dating some other people here and there, because it's kind of seeing, you know, who's out there or what other people.
Yeah, but you can't do that and be in a committed relationship, and that's why you need to do that beforehand.
Well, we were in it. Well, it really wasn't committed, and we was, you know, I mean, even before it happened, the 4.5 years, we both kind of take it a little bit. So
well, the two of you stayed. But then the two of you stayed too long at the fair, because if 4.5 years of an uncommitted relationship when the both of you are grown-ups.
I was hoping that things would get better and change.
Honey.
You know?
I hear.
I know.
Well, drop off the radar.
I know you say disappear, but it's kind of like an out of sight, out of mind thing as well. You know,
Mike, send her the podcast and tell her you can call her after the first of the year. All right? You can call me, but anytime you're tempted, you can call me.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. manipulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What a good idea that is. Marlis, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I just wanted to respond to your comments to the man whose daughter's dog was a problem for him.
Right.
And you had talked about trial pet ownership.
Well, no. Well, I was talking about that. Let me separate the two out. His daughter's 20.
Right.
And she commutes to college, so there's no reason why she can't take care of that dog herself. But I was talking about for younger children, because a lot of parents think it would be great to get their kid a dog. And I certainly would not do it below the age of 10. But at 10, I think rather than just going out and buying an animal and then finding it's a disaster one way or the other, is that do some dog sitting. There's almost always somebody around who'd love you to take care of their dog for a weekend and see how the kid does.
Right, and I was going to put in a plug for the Humane Society foster care program.
You know, you're right, that's brilliant. Thank you so much. You know, I knew about that and I'd forgotten all about it. Talk about it.
Yeah,
go.
A lot of times they have an animal that just needs some special care or needs to be fattened up for adoption or needs to be away from the shelter for whatever reason. And it's perfect. You can see whether your child will be responsible and you can kind of be in the background. And then if they aren't, well, then you return the dog or cat or bird within a, probably within a month anyway, to the shelter. And then, or even you could even adopt it because that's often the result.
You know, I'd forgotten all about that, and I'm so glad you called about that, because I went, I had a friend who had, who spent a lot of money, like $8,000 on some purebred little puppy that had clearly intestinal problems and died within about a month, and he was devastated, and the breeder said, well, I'll give you another one for half price, and I said, first of all, that's outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it's an outrageous price to begin with. It's not a fair deal. That dog was clearly sick when you got it. And number three, why would you go back to this person with the same thing happening, and it's not only the money, it's the affection and the attachment. Go find a rescue dog. So I went down and you know, checked it out, and it's a much more sophisticated system than when we used to get dogs from the pound. They had all these dogs and you had to go in the cages, and it was heartbreaking. And now you go down and there's a video, you can actually do it online, of what kind of dog you want, and you go and meet the dog, and then you go take the dog for a walk, and then you, as you say, you can take it home for a little while and see how it works. It's brilliant. It's much better, I think, for the animals, much better for the families, and I'd forgotten all about it, and so thank you, because that's a brilliant suggestion.
Okay, bye-bye for now.
Thanks. Yeah, that was great. She's absolutely right, and I think first of all, you can also find out that whether that kind of dog works well in your neighborhood, works well with other pets, and I mean, it's not much fun to have to take an animal back, but it's a lot better than I mean, at least you, I mean, the point is, it's built into the system to give you and the animal a chance to see whether or not there's an appropriate adjustment.
Never even heard of that before. That's brilliant.
Well, I knew about it and I forgot about it because it was just this once, and you have to fill out all these papers and that you have to have references to make sure that you're an appropriate adopter, which is great.
Yeah, it is. I mean, absolutely.
But I mean, if you Google animal adoption, at least in this area, I've never had a dog living. I did, as I said, growing up, and my daughter has dogs, which is a whole different. I have grandpuppies. But it's fantastic, and you can look at the animals online, and they have names and they have backgrounds and histories, and this dog really loves playing with children. This one is a one person dog, and this one is it's a great system. It gives you a whole lot more information. And I mean, of course, I went down there and wanted to adopt them all, so it was a real problem, and they'd keep hosing me down. But the foster care one is just a brilliant idea, because I think what the system was finding is that it was unfair to the families and unfair to the animals, because it's not always a good mix. And the kind of, as I said, my concern is, I live in the city, and most people have relatively limited living spaces and no yards at all. I live literally a block from a dog run, which is great. I also live two blocks from a kid run, which is a little noisier, but great as well. But the idea of putting, I saw someone with a Great Dane. It wasn't the world's largest Great Dane. Did you see that the world's largest Great Dane stands like...
I did. Wow.
Or something.
I
mean, they
That's
say it's a
monster.
Horse. This one was not that big, but it probably stood like close to 6 feet with its paws up on you. And all I could think of was, that's not the kind of dog that should... I mean, that's not, you know, a lap dog. That is a dog that should be able to run laps, not sit in one. And I just thought, it's not really fair to the dog. So, at any rate, but
yeah.
I'm so glad Marla's called, because I'd forgotten all about it.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I just went up
to... The perfect solution.
I went up to look here on the Animal Humane Society website, which is animalhumanesociety.org. And, if you click on Adopt there, they have a whole thing that you go through. We fill out what you're looking for and...
What kind of dog, how big your space is.
Yep, lived with children, lived with cats, lived with dogs, all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
It's pretty sweet.
It's a great idea. And I think give the dogs the doctor's spayed before you get them, and they have all their shots, and they give you, you know, it's, I think there is a charge for it, but it's not a huge amount. It's like $40 or $50, I guess, which is not nothing. But I mean, look, maybe it's not. I mean, I'm not sure about the charge on it. I just vaguely remember thinking, because I think when I was in the business of adopting dogs, when I was in the market for it, sounds just as bad, doesn't it? Yeah, I was a dog adopter. Yeah, I'm. You know, my name's Joy, and I'm a dog adopter. No.
Oh boy.
I think that you had to pay for the shots.
Yeah, yeah.
Which were about $12 or $13. See if there. Look at the one that you're looking at. See if there's a fee attached to it.
Yeah, there is a $50 fee, and that's what it was. We adopted.
That's what I remember.
A couple cats as well one time, and yeah, you're basically paying for their shots and their neuter and that sort of thing, which is appropriate.
Listen, it costs a lot more than that if you took them to the vet yourself.
Oh, exactly.
You can also
buy
pet health insurance. Did you know that?
I did know that, yeah. And, you know, if you're the type of person that, really cares about your pet and you know, you want that pet to be a part of your life for the long term, I have no problem with that, personally.
Well, and the pet insurance is relatively modest, and I mean, taking care of an animal can be an expensive proposition.
It absolutely can. You're not going to find yourself with a $500 vet bill that you, I've heard people in the past where they're like, oh, I can't pay for that with an animal. You know, well, it's like, yeah, but, you know, if you really consider that.
Well,
that
it's worth getting the pet insurance. I have a friend who had a dog that had a stroke, and so he couldn't use his hind legs. And he went to the one of the rescues and said, look, this is the problem. And they found him a place where he's doing hydrotherapy with the dog.
Oh, that's cool.
And I think he's not paying anything for it. So, you know, when in doubt. But I'm so glad Marla's called because that's such a great suggestion. All right. 855-99-DR. We have solved most of the world's problems today. Just a few left for tomorrow. 855-99-DR. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.